In the 50 years since Lloyd Eaton coached the Wyoming Cowboys football team, he hasn't been remembered for his gridiron prowess or ability to win. Instead, Eaton has become the face for complicity and prejudice and racism. In October of 1969, Eaton kicked 14 of his African-American players off the team because they proposed a silent protest against the next day's opponent, Brigham Young University. Owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, BYU actively and openly discriminated against black people, barring them from equal participation in church rites. The players asked to wear black armbands protesting this racist policy. Eaton had none of it. Because of the Black 14, university sports programs across the nation were pushed to boycott BYU. Some did so. Others ignored the criticism, reasoning that the football field wasn't the right place to take a stand against racism. As the 2019 football season begins, the opportunity to stand up to discrimination looms large again, and universities from Oregon to Massachusetts are questioning whether or not the Brigham Young Cougars need to be on their schedule. At BYU today, students sign an honor code specifically banning them from acts of physical intimacy with people of the same sex, even when those acts are completely non-sexual. Gay students can be kicked out of the school for things that heterosexual students don't have to think twice about. Like other LGBTQ students at BYU, Emma Gee, an openly bisexual cross-country and track runner, is bound by the school's honor code.
It's just really confusing, and that obviously creates a lot of fear. And then many student-athletes here are very prominent in BYU's culture, so there's a lot of eyes on them. That's not necessarily another thing that they want to have to be worrying about, you know, their sexuality being, I don't know, interpreted differently by different people.
Although gay marriage has been legal in Utah since 2013, 2 years before it was federally legalized by the U.S. Supreme Court, even students in legally sanctioned same-sex marriages are banned from studying at BYU. Such marriages, the school argues, are sinful and undermine the divinely created institution of the family. Straight students, meanwhile, can marry at will, and they do so in droves. By some estimates, about 25% of BYU students are married, about four times the national average. Some LGBTQ rights advocates believe other universities should be grappling with the same questions that faced their predecessors after the Black 14 story put the Latter-day Saints Church racial prejudice in the national spotlight 50 years ago.
It's frustrating. I think it's frankly a tragedy that, you know, more institutions aren't being as proactive as they can or should be on LGBTQ issues.
That's Hudson Taylor, the executive director of Athlete Ally, an advocacy group for LGBTQ issues in sports. Instead of being proactive, universities across the nation are lining up to do business with BYU. A review of dozens of contracts between BYU and the schools it has contracted to compete against in football shows millions of dollars changing hands between institutions with strict non-discrimination rules and a university that openly and actively discriminates against LGBTQ individuals. BYU has been an independent football program since 2011, meaning unlike Utah or Utah State, it's not part of a conference and has to individually contract with each and every opponent. So why do schools that pride themselves in diversity and inclusion continue to play BYU? And why do they pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to do so? Tom Kleinlein, the athletic director at Georgia Southern University, says it's about the name.
When we compete against Brigham Young, it's not an everyday matchup, so I think people are going to pay attention to us. I think that's going to help us with our brand of our university.
Kleinlein signed a contract for two games with BYU in 2021 and 2024, both with $100,000 price tags. When asked about BYU's policies, Kleinlein said,
"Never really had an issue with it. I don't live in a world where I'm judgmental of other people's policies. There may be policies on both campuses that differ, but at the end of the day, that's not to be decided in athletics."
Mike O'Brien, the athletic director at the University of Toledo, called BYU a great name, and when pressed about BYU's discrimination, said,
"I'm not going to go down that route. Our relationship with BYU has been one football game and another football game this fall."
O'Brien said the agreements were made
many, many years ago,
but signed the contract himself in 2015. When pressed about that decision, O'Brien hung up the phone. Taylor, the Athlete Ally executive director, said football, not politics, is a recurrent excuse for not standing up to prejudice.
I think one of the first things that you always hear is stick to sports. So I think there's a common response to diminish or ignore how culpable an individual or an institution is when it comes to anti-LGBTQ bias, bullying, and discrimination.
More universities refused to answer a comment after repeated emails and phone calls were ignored or denied.
Thank you for calling the University of Tennessee Athletic.
Please leave a message for Athletic Director Office is not available. Record your message at the time.
You have reached the Athletic Director.
Not every official is resistant to introspection, however. Ryan Bamford, the Athletic Director at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, said such a deal is basically to make money. Bamford even said that he's open to exploring the future of his school's contracting with BYU. That might be easy for UMass. Its 4-game contract with BYU ends this season. For other schools, getting out of a game could be more complicated and more costly. The University of Missouri entered into a contract in 2014, even paying for a small New York college to go play BYU. Nicholas Juice, Missouri's Deputy Athletics Director for Communications, wouldn't comment on BYU's discrimination, but says,
they played the game in Kansas City. We owe them a game. It would cost us a lot of money to get out of the game.
How much is a lot? The cost of breaking up with BYU, as dictated in the terms of most of their contracts, is $1 million. Some advocates say that amount might be worth it to stand up to BYU. Here's Emma Gee, the BYU track athlete.
I think any school that recognizes, you know, homophobia for what it is has every right to protest against that. As someone that's here and I see a lot of the pain, you know, I wish that things would be better. And if that's what it took, people breaking their contracts with BYU or not signing contracts with BYU at all, like, that would be great.
After the Black 14 protest and subsequent boycotts, Latter-day Saint Church President Spencer Kimball said in 1973 that the policy against African Americans holding the priesthood would not change. 5 years later, after receiving a revelation from God, Kimball said it was time for the ban to end.
I knew that something was before us that was extremely important to many.
Regardless of whether BYU and Latter-day Saints officials ever hear from heaven on the issue of equality for LGBTQ individuals, it's clear to Taylor that they need to hear from their fellow humans.
The athletes that we remember the most are the ones that are silent the least.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.